She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
I am so excited to have back with me today. I got to tell you something. This paleo chick wrote a wonderful book called Cavewomen Don't Get Fat, The Paleo Chic Diet for Rapid Results. It's Esther Blum. I got to tell you something, Esther. Thank you so much for being here. And you're going to be sort of a staple on Radio MD with me every other week. And I'm so excited because I've seen your work. I've read your work. I've felt your work. I've talk with you in the same studio on my TV show with your work, and you do great work and you get good information out there. And this segment in particular, I'm kind of going to introduce it. I'm going to pipe in a little bit, but BYOF, bring your own food. I love it. I love it. I love it. And why did you write it?
I wrote it because I was tired of being victimized or feeling victimized by just crappy airport food when I travel, which is a lot, probably like you. And I was like, screw this. I'm going to take matters into my own hands, and I'm going to pack, and I'm going to be prepared, and I'm going to set an example for myself and my family and my clients and lead people to greatness. Because you just, you know, airplanes don't serve food anymore. And what they do, it's I've seen JetBlue, I have to say, shameless promotion of JetBlue. I've seen them make some decent options, but you can't always rely on that. And so, and you never know when flights are canceled or rescheduled. So what you have to do is you've got to pack things in your bag. Now, one of my favorite things to travel with is protein powder. And I laugh because I put it in a Ziploc and I label it not cocaine, because it looks like cocaine. Not that I would know. I never inhaled. But you have to bring some protein powder. I recommend green powders because you're never going to get really good quality vegetables. You'll get a salad, but it's probably iceberg lettuce here and there. You need to bring some fresh fruit. Make your own jerky with nuts and dried beef jerky and coconut, shredded coconut and a little dried fruit is fine. That's a great snack. And I should mention, too, this is all far more economical than airport food, too.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's, you know, $8 for some crackers and pretzels. It's ridiculous. So,
yeah. Well, I love this so much. There's a couple things that I'm so hot on right now about what you're saying. First of all, you said feeling victimized, because it's true. When I hear people, and it's not that I want to kind of point the finger and, say, hey, this is your fault. It's just for empowerment. I do the same thing when people come to me from their conventional Western doctors and they're feeling upset because they're not getting the more comprehensive care that my system of medicine delivers and that I really, really pride myself on. And I was like, listen, this is how they're taught. Okay. They are taught to think in a reductionistic manner. And this is the science of reductionism. That is that system of medicine. If you want something different, by all means, go get it for you, yourself, your family, and advocate through legislation for everybody to have access to it. That's what I want to say. Same thing. Airports, airplanes, what are you going to do? But you can't look at the airport, snub, and go, oh, you have crappy food. This is about not you being a victim. It's about you feeling empowered. I always used to say, oh, there's only two stances. You can be a victim of something or a creative cause. And your book, Esther, I have to tell you something. I love it, and I have it by me, and it's all like matted up now, and it's got little lines under it, and there's dog ears or whatever they call it everywhere, and there it's all marked up because it's so, not only is it informative, not only is it creative and so fun to read, you've got resources in every single, how to make your own jerky, there's recipes, there are websites for deodorants, cosmetics, and skin cares, cell phone cases, sunscreens, food, supplements. This is the best book I have read this year. Cavewomen Don't Get Fat, The Paleo Chic Diet for Rapid Results. But got to tell you something, it is so much more. This is just like a desk side have to. You got to have this book, folks. That's all I'm saying.
You do. I couldn't agree more. You know, it's the first paleo book for women, and it's the first one that really addresses hormones and toxins and how those really disrupt a woman's endocrine system and how just eating clean foods, and it's really not rocket science. You know, it's just thinking about living whole foods, rich in color, the plant-based diet, and the foods that you eat should be grass-fed. The produce that you eat should be pastured and grass-fed. And that's it. People get very caught up in counting calories and say, well, how many grams of protein did I eat? Did I eat enough? Think big picture. Just step back, yeah. Take a wide-angle lens approach, and think, did I eat whole foods? Did I eat colors? Am I feeling cravings, or am I hungry? Am I satisfied and energized throughout the day? That in and of itself will tell you if you're on the right path. And travel is no different, right? You have to maintain that balance day in and day out. And when you travel, just set yourself up for success.
Well, like, that's what, you know, yeah, Ray and I were talking about on this, just this last segment.
Yeah,
he's a big juicer. And his thing is about consistency. And yeah. This is it. It's like if you find your stride, and your book does make it really easy. It does simplify things. If you find your stride, you get the, we weed out all of this crazy claims of diets, this, that, and the other thing. I love mm-hmm. that you say paleo is plant strong and plant based, because it is. A lot of people hear paleo and they're like, oh, meat. I'm going to be like a meathead. That's not what it's about, right?
No.
So, but if you can stay consistent no matter what, that's where the sweet spot is.
Yes. I'm sorry for interrupting you. There's two pieces to consistency, really. And one is, if you eat on a Saturday night the way you do on a Monday night, you will be very successful in being consistent.
Oh, never thought of that one. You got to repeat it.
Keys to consistency. One is, if you eat on a Saturday night the way you do on a Monday night, you will succeed at getting the body composition that you want and a lean body. The second is, if you follow any style of eating, 80%, if you follow 80% of a style of eating 100% of the time, you will be successful. You never have to be perfect. Perfection is the enemy of progress. It really is. And it stalls, it gets in the way, and it creates a lot of noise and chaos in our minds.
Yes.
And it just gets in the way of us succeeding. It's like, I don't give a crap if I ate two squares of chocolate with my lunch today. I have two squares of chocolate every day, and it's part of my success. It's part of putting antioxidants and good quality food and pleasure into my diet. And I don't have any cravings. I just enjoy the taste of it. There's a difference between for pleasure.
I love it. So that's a big way. I need to repeat it again. If you eat the same way on Saturday evening as you do on Monday, because Esther's next new book is called I'll Start on Monday. Just kidding.
My next book is going to be called The 2-Minute Diet.
Okay. The 2-Minute Diet. All right. But listen, I want to go. So, okay, there's a list here. So you mentioned powdered green drinks, lovely, whey or goat protein, vegetables, cut up your favorite vegetables. You know what I'll do when I travel? I look in my refrigerator, I'm like, what's going to go bad? And guess what? Brrr, boom. I just chop it up, put it in a bag, and I eat it. Because guess what? What else is there to do on a plane? I mean, I'm like, it's right in front of me. Nuts. Boy, you can get those crappy little peanuts from the airplane, or just get your good organic raw almonds, put them in a little bag or a little jar, and there you go.
Jerky,
as you said.
And guess what else, too? The bags of nuts that you get often have gluten because they have these little sticks in them. They have like mini crackers in with the nuts.
Yeah.
You rarely get pure nuts without gluten. So if you're gluten sensitive, forget it. You really need to pack your own nuts.
So as far as jerky is concerned,
going through the list there.
No, yes. So you give a great website, stevesoriginal.com. I actually was hanging out on Amazon, and Nick's Sticks has grass-fed beef jerky, and he has wild range turkey sticks as well. So they're Nick's,
love
and
it.
Just says Nick. Yeah, Nick's Sticks. I was like, because you know how great Amazon is. They're like, oh, you might also be looking for this, or people like you bought this. And I'm like, oh, all that stuff worked. Because I was like, really? I never heard of this before. So, but if you want the ultimate resource, in my opinion, Dr. Holly says it is a desk side must have. It's Cave Women Don't Get Fat. And in my opinion, I got to tell you, it's so much more. Esther's going to be with us every other week.
Yay.
Here on I was just going to say another show, but actually it is the Dr. Holly Show, Mindful Medicine. You can follow Radio MD at Your Radio MD.